The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If the media is beating you up and you're worried about what the media is saying, maybe you should worry about fixing what the media is beating you up about, because that's what you have control over. If the Rockets were in the Western Conference Finals, do you think the media would have been hard on them? No. Was the media hard on the Rockets in 2014? No.
Well, to answer your question, though, everybody whines about the media. They don't always do it publicly. But I think now, because more people have forums for this stuff, they do. But when your team is losing and you're getting criticized, yeah, you bitch about the media. It's just what you do.
You assumed that Keuchel would be an ace. And you assumed that McCullers and McHugh would be a solid 2-3. And then you kind of hoped that some of the other guys would piece together enough of a rotation.
Well, yeah,
the Fisters and the Fires.
Because if you have that, Fires is fine as a fourth starter. He's going to be inconsistent, but that's a fourth starter.
And he's a guy who throws 87 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is you just haven't, the top of that rotation has not lived up to the billing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real. I don't even know what Tyler's is. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you know what? Before the stretch of you working is over, Tyler, you need to make sure you come up with a decent Twitter handle so that when AJ comes back next Friday, he'll be impressed by it. Quit worrying about Barry and all his other people. You need a decent Twitter handle that...
I mean, y'all are the number one show on the station.
Well, this is what reflects... This has to reflect you, what you do, and what you want your brand to be.
All right.
So, noted. Okay. We're going to work on this. Anyway, if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff, and we'll let you know next segment at 6:15. If you want to win a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube, we're just going to play What Are the Odds? And what you'll do is you'll call in, you'll hold on through the break. We'll zip through everybody. Whoever has the best What Are the Odds question gets the $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. Tyler will be judging. So we'll have a theme, though. You know what? Let's do Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Let's do the best Game of Thrones What Are the Odds. We'll do that at 6:15. All right, 713-780-3776. John asks, what are the odds Tony Romo bounces back from injury and has an MVP caliber season? It's 50-50. And that, to me, is it. That's the whole thing with the Cowboys this year. If he bounces back, if he's healthy, they're fine.
Yeah.
And they're going to be good. And if he's not, you're going to be exactly what they were last year. A32 said, nobody knows if Brock can play. That's why it was a terrible contract. I don't think it was a terrible contract at all. And we've talked about this before. The going rate for any quarterback is going to be overpaying. And I would rather you overpay for a guy like this who has some experience, who's been in the league, who's learned, and gets an opportunity than overpaying for Carson Wentz or Jared Goff, who hasn't done a damn thing yet. And the flip side is, and we've criticized the Texans for never properly addressing the quarterback position. So in this case, they've addressed it. Now, whether or not it works out, that's going to be the big question. But that's the money he was going to get on the open market. And it's not that punitive. I mean, it's really a two-year mistake, if that. And look at how much money that Sam Bradford got paid. And then the Eagles had to go out and trade a bunch of draft picks to move up to get their quarterback. Texans didn't have to do that. I prefer what they did. Doesn't mean it's going to work out. I think it's going to work out. I think he's going to be pretty good. But I have no way of knowing that until I see him on the field, see him in this offense, see what O'Brien does with him. And, you know, and all of those things, you know, I think will add up to, you know, I mean, the money is the money. I mean, people get caught up in that. Oh, $72 million. That's a going rate, man. That's what you're going to have to pay for a free agent quarterback. Alex asked, what are the odds of Texans getting the playoffs and get to the AFC Championship game? If you guys talked about it already, sorry, just got off work. It's kind of attached to that. I think making the playoffs depends on how good their quarterback play is and how much the Colts bounce back.
Yeah.
Because
I still think that the Colts are the team to beat in this division.
I agree, and it's funny because the one thing you look at, you say, well, if the Texans get better quarterback play, they should be better. They were 9-7 with, you know, rotating in a bunch of donkeys last year. Well, the Colts were 8-8, also rotating in a bunch of donkeys. They played as many quarterbacks as the Texans did. So, I've seen Andrew Luck win games for them, and I have more confidence that that will happen. So, I think winning the division is still, I mean, the Colts are still going to be the favorite to win the division. Patriots are still going to be in the mix. I think the Steelers and the Ravens are both going to be teams that are probably going to be higher up in the pecking order. And I don't know who's going to come out of the West, but Texans sure didn't look very good against the Chiefs last year if that's a team that wins that division. So I would say the odds of them getting that far are still pretty slim. I think getting to the playoffs, I think, is a possibility. So who's this person named Tyler? Where is Jong? Tyler will be filling in for Jong for the next week. Did you guys talk about what happened at Comic-Con to the Sons of Anarchy guys?
I don't know what happened to them.
Well, apparently, I haven't seen the story. I just know what I was told, so somebody can correct me on this. But I guess Charlie Hunnam was supposed to be there, and he got there, and his check bounced, so he left. So, and I have not, again, I haven't seen it, so if somebody will tweet me the story so I can look at it on the break.
Dude, that's bad.
Yeah, but that's a bad, bad look. So, and for those of you who are already texting me Game of Thrones stuff, these are calls only, okay? So when you call in, have a Game of Thrones take. And if you want to do regular sports stuff, wait until after next segment. But go ahead and get lined up now at 713-780-3776. And we'll do that when we come back. We'll have a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card for you. You'll win a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. At 45 and FM 646, they have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's also always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise, and more. Check it out at thelube.com. So get lined up now. And if you're already on hold wanting to do sports, what are the odds? Just go ahead and hang up and call back. We'll get you on next segment. Segment after this one, not this segment.
I don't know. It seems like we've got all sports lined up.
I feel like
up.
They're not going to listen to you.
Yeah. Well, if they don't listen to me, they don't win.
Just go without the theme.
Well, because we've seen what happens when we let people just do what they want. The game sucks. When we've done themes, it's worked. So we're doing themes. So if you want to talk about the Texans or the Thunder or something like that, wait until 6:30. We'll be happy to take your call then. And if you don't do Game of Thrones, not only are you not winning, but about 5 seconds in, we're just hanging up on you.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. It's summertime, time to take the boat out, time to have a good time out on the water. But you got to be safe. You want to be a responsible captain. You need to make sure you've got a life vest on, make sure there's enough for every passenger on board. And most importantly, don't overindulge when you're out on Texas waters. Sometimes things don't go as planned, though, and next thing you know, you're whisked off in a law enforcement boat under arrest for BWI, boating while intoxicated. That's when you need to make that call to attorney Gary Trichter. He and his team have years of experience with Texas boating laws on alcohol in the Houston, Conroe, and Galveston area. And a boating while intoxicated arrest can damage your reputation the same way a DWI or a DUI arrest can. Call attorney Gary Trichter. Protect your rights. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. He's experienced in telling the truth about the problems with the police blood test and police breath test. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Boing, 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 boing. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to blast through your What Are the Odds calls. And hang on, do not hang up after we go to you unless we tell you, okay, that's a stupid question, you're not going to win. Because at the end of all of them, Tyler, who first I have to come up with a nickname for him, that will be his, that we could make his Twitter handle, but Tyler will judge. The best one gets a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. So this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So let's start with Roy. You get to lead it off. What's up, Roy? Hello, Roy.
Hey now.
Roy? Okay, I can tell you you're not going to win. Let's try Eric. What's up, Eric? Eric?
What are the odds that J.R.R. Martin dies before finishing the series?
You said J.R.R. Martin. I think that's George's brother.
Jay. Yeah. George's brother, James.
Yeah, James is older than George.
Is that also deserve Darryl. A keyboard cat?
No.
You got the point.
Yeah. I think it's 95%. That guy gets fatter every time I see him. He's not anywhere near being done with the sixth book. He's old. Old fat people don't live. So I'm going to say 80%, 85% chance.
Okay.
He gets kicked. All right, let's try Robert.
Hey, Sports League City Jesus. Hey, I just wanted to call and see if y'all both are going to be off on Monday. It'll still be better than the Dan Le Batard show.
I'm going to go percent 1,000.
Yeah.
It'll be better than the Dan Le Batard show.
Although that's not a Game of Thrones thing. Okay, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports is up.
So, what are the odds that once Daenerys takes over the Iron Throne, she goes crazy like dear old dad, dragons, quote-unquote, burn them all?
I could see her going crazy. She's nuts as it is. All she does is make speeches.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that's a possibility. 50-50 on that one.
And I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. By then, because by the time this is over, she's going to be old and unattractive.
Yeah.
So she might as well burn up. Adam.
Yeah, what are the odds that Jaqen H'dar set up Arya to actually do what she did so that his final test for her would be killing the Waif?
That's a good one. I'm going to go with, I think that's about a 75% chance.
I think so, too.
It almost seemed like he was leading her that way.
Yeah.
To make the right call. So, and that Waif needs to die. That's one annoying chick. Or dude, or whatever it is that, you know, because it's got many faces. Cody.
Hey, what are the odds? Actually, I got two, if that's cool. What are the odds Bran wargs into a dragon at one point in the show? And then what are the odds Ramsay gets torn apart by a direwolf?
I'm going to go 20% on the first and 10% on the second, because we're almost out of direwolves. It'd have to be Ghost.
Yeah.
It's about all that's left. It's a good thought.
Dropping like flies.
That's how I'd like him to die.
Is it true that my wife was saying that you have, like, Bran can only warg into, like, simple-minded creatures, and like that's why he was able to get into Hodor, because Hodor's really dumb. So he couldn't just warg into any old body that he wants.
Yeah, that's, and we're not really sure, because he hasn't done any warging. He's just been looking at the past. It's not really warging.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, how about Chase?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sports.
What are the odds that Khaleesi invades the Seven Kingdoms by the end of next season?
I hope it's by the end of next season. She's been not invading it for 4 years now.
Isn't next season the last season?
No, no, there are going to be 8 seasons, apparently.
Okay.
So and then it's supposed to end. So I would hope she's there by next season. I would say 85%, although we know how that goes. All right, Andy.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that Arya uses the needle to skin that guy's face and the girl's face, sticks them on the wall before she leaves Bravos?
That'd be pretty cool. I don't think she's going to kill the dude, though. I think she's just going to kill the chick.
The dude is too powerful, I think.
Yeah.
For her.
So
that chick, she could totally kill.
Yeah, and put her face on the wall. That'd be awesome. Or she takes her face with her and uses it to sneak back into Westeros. That's a good one, though. All right, Travis, it'll be the last one.
Hey, what are the odds that the White Walkers are part Targaryen, and that's why they were able to walk through the fire?
Hmm.
I don't think they don't seem Targaryen at all.
That was the first one that they showed was kind of a good-looking blonde dude, though.
That's true.
I think he was supposed to be a Stark, though, right?
Well, that's what everybody speculates, but it's not like anybody knows. This is just fan theory stuff. That's what we're all dorks about. All right, those were some good ones. Tyler, pick a winner.
Was Adam had the Arya question. What was Cody's on?
Don't ask me. You're supposed to be paying attention.
I think Adam. I like Adam's question about Arya.
You don't even remember what Adam's question was, do you?
Killing the Waif.
Dude, you really got to pay attention now, okay?
It was Adam. I like Adam's question.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that that's not who asked that question, but it's a good one. So congratulations, Adam. You win a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Check it out online at thelube.com. I'm sure we'll be getting out there again soon, and you can use that $50 gift card to hang out with us. So
that's right.
Anyway, so now if you want to do sports, what are the odds? You're welcome to call back. We'll do some of those in a minute. See, that worked out. Those were good ones. When we just do, you know what? We would have gotten 5 more Rockets calls if we'd have just opened it up to the people.
Okay, so, you're probably right.
And we both have said we don't want to hear another Rockets call, right? Okay. So here's the story on what happened with the police were called to the Sons of Anarchy guys. According to Ava Jade, she wrote that Charlie Hunnam said upon arriving at their hotel, the cast was told that the credit card provided by the promoter would not be accepted. It would be cash only for their rooms. When they arrived at the convention, Charlie headed out with the promoter to get to the bottom of it. He took his check to the bank to cash it because he knew something was up. There he found out that the check that was given to him was written from an account that had been closed. This happened to the entire cast. Many of the actors went to the promoter's office to demand payment, where the promoter ended up calling the cops because he was being held hostage.
Because he was trying to steal from them.
This is according to
the story. It's funny when you steal from people and then you call the cops on them when they don't like it. That's interesting.
The Friday panel was canceled due to the AVI team refusing to allow anyone on stage until they were paid. They were promised payment up front. Instead, they weren't paid and pulled the plug on the event.
So it kind of sounds like the Comic-Con guy is a shyster.
It seems that the event promoter attempted to pay the cast with pre-sale ticket money. And that would explain why there was many people were forced to buy the VIP because there was no option to purchase a day pass. So anyway, cast was unpaid. Fans had no idea what was happening. The promoter was described by the cast as a fraud, unethical, and has broken the contract twice.
Clearly.
Shame.
That's so stupid. These guys just trying. They think they can make money by doing some kind of quick. It doesn't work that way.
And yeah,
and then, you got to spend money to make money.
And
guys.
Then the poor volunteers,
yeah, that
had to take all this beating from people because, yeah, you know the fans are ticked, and yeah, so I'll read the rest of the story on the break and see if there's anything else. Hey guys, you know what? Father's Day's coming, and you know a great way to make dad happy. And by the way, kids, if you're listening, this is my kid. You want to get something nice for your dad for Father's Day? How about the perfect Father's Day gift from Omaha Steaks? For only $49.99, you can get my limited time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Fred in the search bar to apply the savings. And guys, this is such a terrific package. Okay, $49.99 plus shipping and handling. Here's what you get. 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha steak burgers, for award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus, you get 4 additional burgers free. That's all for $49.99. I got this about 3 weeks ago, and I've tell you, we haven't even made a dent. And it's great for grilling, and not just for Father's Day, man. If you want to grill outside, it's a perfect thing to do. You can get this limited-time package for only $49.99. You just go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart. I promise you, you will not be sorry. And make sure you check out our contest. You tweet us pictures of you guys grilling. We're going to pick the best one, and you're going to win one of these. But, hey, get that gift now. Get it for yourself. Dads, get it for yourself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order one for me. Because I need another one. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart, omahasteaks.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So I do want to clarify something, because on this Sons of Anarchy thing, the story said journalist Ava Jade writes. Well, I looked up her website. She's a blogger. Let's not use the phrase journalist.
Very loose.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's one of those things. I always like to make sure, you know, and she blogs about that kind of stuff. So, okay. But that doesn't make you a journalist.
Okay. Can we go back to yesterday's gorilla conversation for just a second?
Sure.
So on my way home yesterday...
You saw a gorilla?
No, unfortunately. I looked all over the city, couldn't find
it. So it's just a big chick?
Just a fat girl.
Okay. She's a great big fat person.
But I heard someone talking about... And this was like a national talk show. It wasn't a sports talk show. It was like, I was flipping through my series and it said Cincinnati ape story. And there was some guy talking about, I can't remember the guy's name. It was an old black guy. But he was talking about how it's ridiculous that people think the parents should be somehow responsible. And I started thinking about it. Let's just say, put yourself in the shoes of a negligent parent, Fred. You've got a 4-year-old kid, and let's say you leave your gun unsecure, and your 4-year-old goes in and gets your gun, and then he goes over to the fence and shoots your neighbor's animal. Let's say your neighbor has a horse. Kills the horse. Who would be responsible for that?
That'd be my fault for letting the kid get the gun.
Okay. It'd be your fault because you were negligent in your parenting,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
In my opinion, yes.
Is that a ridiculous analogy?
No. Now,
let's be fair. Because this lady's negligence got this animal killed.
Yeah. Well, let's be fair. I would not allow
you're a reasonable human.
But, yeah, that would be my fault. Let's say I was sitting around getting stoned and left my gun out. And just was like, yeah, go ahead. Go play with the gun, kid. Whatever.
There's so many people who are like, it happens to all parents. And the reality is, no, it doesn't. Like, I go to my family goes to the zoo a lot here. And this isn't, it's not just for the zoo. It's for any public place. My wife or myself, we don't let our 4-year-old out of my sight for any time at all. You just don't. Because, again, as going back to yesterday's show, kids are stupid. They'll do stupid things. But you just don't let your kids wander off, because they'll get run over by someone, or anything could happen. They could get kidnapped. They could crawl into the gorilla enclosure. You just don't do it. It's negligent.
I agree.
That pissed me off.
Who's not agreeing with that?
Well, that guy yesterday.
No.
Who said it's not the lady's fault. It's the zoo's fault.
Give me a break.
You know, at our zoo, at the Houston Zoo, I think if I really wanted to, I could get into any of the enclosures. The only ones that may have an exception are the chimpanzees. Like, they've got that big like plastic wall. Like, there's no way for you to get past that.
Yeah.
But like bears, I could crawl into the bear pit.
Probably at the upstairs part of the lions, I think you could get in.
You could jump into the water because they, yeah. You know, they have like the observation decks for the lions and the tigers, and there's like a pool of water, and then they've got land where the animals. If I just jumped in that water, I could easily get there. I mean, there's those barriers aren't meant to be human proof. They're meant to be common sense proof. So, I mean, if you're dumb enough, you can get into damn near any of those.
Well, they're meant to keep the animals in.
Right.
Keep humans out.
Yeah. It's just because they assume that humans, because we are so evolved and advanced, have enough common sense not to get in the pits with the animals. And, you know, granted, there are children who come to the zoo. They also make the assumption that parents are watching their own children and not letting, you know, the community babysit while they play Candy Crush or Snapchat. No time for this.
The woman, bad parenting. That's all it is. Sorry. Want a defender, be my guest. All right. Let's get Big Chris on the line. What's up, Big Chris?
Hey, guys. Sports, long time, no talk.
It's been a while, man.
How you doing? So on the Space City Comic Con, just real quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time. This guy has done this before. A few years back, he had a bunch of stars come on, and they didn't pay them. So what happened was the talent agencies boycotted Space City Comic Con. He had to change the name of it to Houston Con, and they had it at the Greens Point Hilton a couple of years back in the lobby. And he got like a couple of like, you know, Battlestar Galactica stars and stuff like that.
Why is this guy still doing it if he's such a failure at this?
Because he then got the Reliance Center and the Harris County to back him up to do Space City Comic Con, and they were supposed to quote unquote guarantee to the talent and their agents that they were going to get paid. Because Harris County wanted a cut of the geek nerd Comic-Con business, which I'm part of, just like the city of Houston and the George R. Brown have Comic-Palooza, which pays their staff. So Harris County is supposed to be backing this whole thing up. That's where I'm wondering where the whole fallout has been, because they're the ones supposedly acquiring the talent. But he's done this before. This is not the first time that he's done this to celebrities and quote-unquote, you know, upcharge tickets to try and pay them afterwards and that kind of stuff. Just forgot to give you the heads up. You guys have a great day. Keep it sporty. Bye.
All right. Straight from the nerd's mouth.
There we go.
He's part of the community. He knows.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit nerdy. I'm nerdy as hell when it comes to Game of Thrones.
You absolutely are.
I make no bones about it.
Not just Game of Thrones. You're nerdy about a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Dude, you're a Gygaxian.
No, I'm retired Gygaxian. I admit I was a full-on nerd about that 30 years ago.
That's true.
God, 32 years ago.
Remember that time you went to the meet and greet with Nickelback?
No, I did not do that. That's false. That is an outright lie.
Oh, you're right. You just bought concert tickets.
I bought tickets as a birthday gift.
Did you attend the show?
My freaking wife. Yeah, because I like the opening act.
I buy stuff for my wife all the time. Like, if she wants to go to a concert, I'll buy her concert tickets, and she goes.
Yeah, next time I'll buy her concert tickets, you can go with a friend. I won't go. How's that? Does that make you happy?
I wouldn't make me happy. I don't care what you do with
your life. I was trying to
go watch Nickelback. Go watch Nickelback.
It's not like I wanted to watch it. Stop with that. You're spreading falsehoods here.
You went to a Nickelback show.
Yes, and I'm
not. You didn't even get free tickets for it. Like, that's the worst part.
They weren't exactly free, but I got them really inexpensively from a friend of mine. But I don't want that out because then it sounds like I didn't buy her a good gift. Yeah, because I didn't pay much for them. All right. Andy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
So what are the odds that if I had called with that question, Jong would have gotten my name right and I would have got the gift card?
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. Is that the guy who called earlier and he won there?
No, it was definitely a guy named Adam who won.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm confused.
That guy's just salty, I think.
No, he didn't sound salty. He sounded reasonable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You sound salty. Did you do deaths, by the way?
I have deaths ready.
Okay, because yes. I don't see them over here.
I will get them for you.
Because I like to look at them beforehand, you know, so we can set them up.
I can email them to you right now if you want.
No, that's all right. You can just bring them on the break.
Okay.
Is that Roy's Ghostbusters tattoo?
It looks like
it. Is that real?
Hashtag nerd. Yeah. Is that, if that's real, Roy, that's, I like it. I'm not going to lie. Double Down says, how do you threaten a Comic-Con promoter? You can't sue him to seize his parents' basement.
It's true.
Okay, guys, we live in Houston. Nobody here has a basement. If they do, it's flooded even as we speak. But I get your drift.
All right, guys. If you're if you still got old aluminum windows or wood windows, you're letting money float out the window. Very inefficient. A regular glass window is leaking air conditioning and heating out at a tremendous rate. You multiply that leakage by every window in your home, you're paying a lot every month for leaky windows. Window World's premium quality double hung, double pane windows reduce that leaking dramatically. You save energy, which means over time, your Window World windows are going to pay for themselves. And if you're bothered by street noise or traffic noise, the insulating feature of Window World replacement windows soundproof your home. So sleep in on the weekend. Take a nap in the afternoon. Sleep sounder because you've got the double security locks on all your Window World windows as well. They also come with a lifetime warranty. That it comes with every one Window World window. It includes glass breakage. So if you know the kids are out in the backyard and they throw a tennis ball through the window, don't worry. Window World will come out and replace it for free. Plus, you can transfer the warranty if you ever sell your home. Window World guarantees you the best quality at the best price to replace your old leaky aluminum or wooden windows with energy-saving double-pane windows. There's an easy way to check it out. Have a free estimate at your home. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or visit them online at windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. That's windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about 5-11 Tactical. They've just opened up a new store here in the Houston area. It's been one of my personal favorite brands for a long time. They're finally getting their own store. The new 5-11 Tactical store, a must-stop spot for all you outdoorsmen out there in Houston. 5-11 is the authentic and first tactical brand that specializes in outdoor gear from head to toe, creating superior innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions. These guys are brand innovators who make purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. Everything I could have used when I was in the Army to make my life easier, they've got it at 5-11. You know, if you want to survive in harsh conditions, you want to thrive in harsh conditions, this is the place to go. It's an outdoorsman paradise. They have a little bit of everything from the weatherproof shirts and pants with hidden pockets if you conceal carry, fitness gear, boots, bags and backpacks, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives. They've even got 5-11 yoga pants for the ladies. If you stop by the new 5-11 Tactical store located at 5870 Westheimer Road, you're going to want to stay there all day, especially once you find that laser shot simulator in the back. That thing is amazing, and you will play on it for hours. Check out the new 5-11 Tactical store today, 5870 Westheimer Road. Tell them AJ Hoffman from The Blitz sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Enter the Father's Day giveaway from Omaha Steaks. Tweet pictures of your steaks, burgers, and beef at ESPN 97.5 with hashtag BeefUpYourLife and hashtag Omaha Steaks, and you're entered to win the Omaha Steak Father's Day pack. These beefy packs include 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 Omaha burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, a pound of steak fries, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, and more. These delicious packs are available for just $50. Get yours at omahasteaks.com. Type Fred in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up the grill. And coming up at 7 tonight, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every. Trey asks, what should I look out for if I'm just beginning to watch Game of Thrones? Anything in particular? Little people, sex, and violence at the beginning.
All of that.
Yeah. No, just sit back and enjoy it. You'll catch up fast enough. Mike's saying you can't, says, tells you to get me. You can't let me live this down. If okay, if I have to live down buying someone a birthday gift who's a fan of a band that I can't stand and taking her to it to avoid yet another divorce, then fine. I will live it down, Mike. You get divorced as often as I've been, and every now and then you try to do something nice for somebody. Don't worry, I'll quit making that mistake. All right, let's do deaths.
Let's do it.
All right, we start with 2013. Deacon Jones, former NFL defensive end, dead from natural causes at 73. That's not a bad run.
No, it's a good run, I think.
1983, Jack Dempsey, former heavyweight boxing champ, dead at 86. That's a real good run.
That's very good.
1965, Curly Lambeau, first coach of the Green Bay Packers, went to the frozen tundra at the age of 67.
Also my favorite of the Stooges.
Yeah, indeed. 2015, Joseph Biden III, son of the vice president, dead at 47.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good run. 1868, James Buchanan, 15th U.S. president, ranked number 39 in the power rankings, dead at 77. I'm just speculating. Animal-wise, we have Spuds McKenzie, American advertising dog, dead at 93, or in 93, not at 93. In dog years, it might have been 93, but in reality, it was probably like 4. Okay, your dead popes. 1963, Pope John the 23rd, also known as Angelo G. Roncalli, dead at the age of 81. 1846, Gregory the 16th, also known as Bartolomeo A. Capillari / Morrow. Yeah, a whole lot of names. Dead at 80. And in 657, Eugene the 1st, Italian Pope. All right. Inventors. 2010, Chris Haney. You might know him as the man who created Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Dead at the age of 59. And 1970, Bruce McLaren, New Zealand race car racer, designer, and founder of the eponymous race team. I have no clue what any of that is. All right, let's try some of these others because, you know what, actually the miscellaneous ones suck too. Let's go to the best deaths. Don Zimmer, American baseball manager, heart failure, 83 years old. Damn good run.
Damn good.
2010, Dennis Hopper. He was like, I can't remember. He doesn't have his age on here.
Super old.
He was pretty old, but he was in his 60s because I had him in Deadpool.
Really?
I had him in Deadpool that year, and he was worth about 30-something points.
Man, he seems so much older than that.
2005, George Mikan, dead at 80, basketball player. 1968, Helen Keller, dead at the age of 87. Didn't see or hear it coming. 1941, Lou Gehrig, dead at 37. That is not a good run either.
No.
1431, Joan of Arc, French heroine and saint. She was only like, how old was she? Born in 1412. You can't do the math on this, Tyler? You're going to make me do the math?
Well, Dennis Hopper was 74.
Okay, so he's worth 26 points.
So Joan of Arc was 19?
Yeah, okay. You get to be a saint at the age of 19? That's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
All right, let's take a look at how the porn stars died. We have two of them. Wait a minute. We have one. Somehow we have a Japanese giant salamander dying in a Dutch zoo at 55 in 1881. And someone has confused that animal with a porn star.
Just want to go on record. This is not me. Jong put this together.
Uh-huh.
So in his preparation for vacation, he probably mixed that up.
So why'd you kill the music?
Just ran out.
Started again. We have a loop, though. Yeah, we just kind of keep going until we're done with it. All right. Japanese giant salamander is not a porn star, although that would kind of be a cool porn star.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, so in 1996, we have Rene Bond. Rene Bond died from?
I'm going to go drug overdose.
You know, I think this, technically alcohol's a drug, right?
Of course it is.
She died from cirrhosis of the liver, which comes from drinking too much alcohol, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's
might be a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to give you the victory.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Plus, you're about to go on vacation. I need to be nice. So
going out on top.
Yeah. Okay, that was a poor collection of deaths. So because I feel bad about that, I'm going to give something away. $25 cash card from the West Texas Investors Club. CNBC's hit series, West Texas Investors Club, is coming to Houston this Thursday at Cottonwood, 3422 Shepherd. Meet millionaire investors Butch Gilman and Rooster McConaughey. Get the inside scoop on how to get on the show and what it takes to get a deal. Don't miss the premiere of West Texas Investors Club, Tuesday, June 7th at 9 p.m. only on CNBC. Log on to CNBCPrime.com for more info. Caller 10. Get a $25 cash card. All right. Well, hopefully you won't get rained on too much.
I hope not, but I'm not counting on it. Hopefully you don't get rained on too much either.
Well, I'm not really doing much, so I'm not going outside or anything.
Well, I am to and fro work.
Well, that's true. Actually, Sunday I'm supposed to do my last 10K of the summer, and it's supposed to be raining then. So I guess that would be better than it being humid as hell like it's been for the last few days.
True.
So we'll see. I'm kind of curious to see how I do. I've been working out like a fiend, but I haven't been running. I've just been doing a lot of biking and stuff instead to protect my knees. So hopefully I'll do really well. And if not, I will drink a lot. That's pretty much the plan. So you'll be back next Friday?
I will be.
All right.
And at this moment, I just deactivated my Facebook.
Good for you. AJ, the star Facebook or your personal Facebook?
All of it.
Oh, good. Good for you. What about Twitter? You doing getting off that too?
I don't know. I don't think you can deactivate Twitter without like just getting rid of it. So I'm just going to ignore it.
You can go dark.
Just turn off notifications on your phone.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. We have Tyler. You were up and down today. More ups and downs. But, you know, for a first day,
I'll take it.
A solid C plus. You have AJ and A plus. That was all right. I give myself a D. Plenty of chances to get better, at least the next 2 days. So Danny Mata filling in tomorrow. Jerome Solomon will be joining me at Live Sports Bar downtown. So if you guys need to come out and hang out, that is a great, great place. We'll be doing that on Friday. But until tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
On ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.